This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We've made it sort of a bit of a tradition here since everything began with these guys. Joining me again from the Pipe Hitters Union. That's where everybody goes if they want to be a sharp-dressed man or woman. Joining me again is Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, Bill. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm curious, though. Military man that you are. I'm an ex-military man myself, except, my time that I've been away from the military. See, I've been out of the military for 28 years now. What are you, 41 or something like that?
43.
So when I got out of the military, you were 15. So, something like that. But I mean, still, nonetheless, still the thing is that when I look at things, I look at them from the military man's perspective. And I remember how I was raised, and I remember how I was treated in school. It wasn't easy. I rode a bike to school every day. I rode on streets to school every day on a bike without a helmet, without any elbow pads, with no adult supervision. My assistant principal had a cricket bat with holes drilled in it. I never got touched by that because I was a good boy because he had that cricket bat. You've got younger kids than I've got now. So you get to see how they're treated in school. How are they treated in school? How do your peers that have kids, how do they treat their children and look at school? How's that working out for you?
I don't even know where to start with you on this one, man. So, I think I told you a couple weeks ago that I've actually lost friends for being the person that I am. And I'm okay with that, and I'll own it, and I'm good with it, actually.
Sure.
Because a lot of people say I'm a little abrasive. Some people say I'm a little intense. Some people will say, have chosen words for me, and I'm okay with that. And I just look at the world a little bit differently than they do. I handle myself a little bit differently than they do. I'm a little bit more alpha than they are. And if I have something to say, I say it without a filter, and I'm okay with that. And if you can't deal with it, well, then I don't need to talk to you anyway. So I raise my children with a little bit more swagger, I guess. We'll throw that out there. A little bit
sure.
stricter than most of my peers. When I say that, where I live now, there are very few people like me, so I really stand out. I live in Austin, Texas. It's very left-leaning here, and I'm a little bit considered, that guy. And I'm comfortable with that all day long and twice on Tuesdays. But I know that I'm going to raise two boys that can handle themselves.
Sure.
And I'm good with that. Absolutely good with that. Even if some of these other parents look at me and kind of turn up their nose, and it happens frequently, and I'm good with that.
On Facebook, I know you saw this on Facebook, ABC News is talking about it. There's a teacher out there that sort of harkens back to old school. And she didn't go as far as I would like for her to go. Nobody's going to do that. But she did take it to where I would think a lot of people could handle that. And
right. She
drove a lot of people crazy. She drove it's nearly as bad as that girl who posed with a gun for her senior picture in college. coming out of Tennessee. She's, I mean, she just sparked this thing, this reaction out there. And, I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, do your kids have teachers that you look at and say, okay, this guy's sort of old school, this lady's sort of old school, I can take that, but what do you catch?
You know what, Bill? I'll tell you what. I know exactly the story you're talking about. So this teacher, her name's Julie Marburger.
Right.
She's out of Cedar Creek, Texas. It's not quite local to Austin. It, you know, it's probably an hour outside of Austin, but she had a bad day.
Right.
How much time do we have in this segment, Bill?
We have about four more minutes, but right, we cool. can carry on into the next one if you want.
This teacher had a bad day. Now, all teachers have a bad day. We all have bad days. It happens. But this teacher had a particularly bad day. She had a difficult situation with a student. The student decided to get his mother on the phone during class on his cell phone and put his mother on speakerphone. So the student's mother chewed out this teacher, Julie Marburger. Not only did it embarrass this teacher, but it completely undermined her authority. So
sure.
this teacher ended up going home, upset. You know, this is a ridiculously bad day, and she decided to make a post on Facebook. Now, she figured that she'd probably catch some heat for it, but it ended up going viral. It ended up landing her on Good Morning America. Now, it specifically kind of struck a nerve with me because I often think about society and how things have changed so much and how people aren't respected the way that they used to be and so on and so forth. But this teacher had a couple quotes, and I'm going to read you one of the quotes before we go to break. And
sure.
she said that, you know, parents have become far too disrespectful and their children are even worse. Administration always seems to err on the side of keeping the parents happy, which leaves the teachers with no way to do the job they were hired to do, which is teach kids. And people absolutely have to quit coddling and enabling their children. It's a problem that's going to spread through society like a wildfire. It's not fair to society. And even more importantly, it's not fair to the children to teach them that this is okay. It will not serve them towards a successful and happy life. And I couldn't agree more. So I've kind of been paying attention to what's been going on with this story. Now, this teacher wasn't like that Wicked Witch of the West or whatever, that stereotypical, you know, witch of a teacher that we all had. We all had one of these teachers.
Sure.
This teacher was that teacher that everybody would love to have, that was caring and understanding and became a teacher because she wanted to make a difference. So it has really struck a nerve with me. And when we come back from break, I will tell you, I can kind of go into that and tell you like where my head is gone.
Well, I mean, this is important for a whole bunch of reasons. These teachers are in an environment where, you know, if the students don't respect them at a certain age, a lot of them get assaulted by students. And, you know, the inner city already has this going on, but now this sort of looks like it's happening in the suburbs because
right.
the you know, the parents are not supporting the teachers. I supported my sons that were students, but at the same time, I would go in. I don't know how it was with you, but when I was an NCO, they told us before we would jump down somebody's throat, we needed to gather a little information. So I would go gather a little bit of information, trying to figure out, okay, I've heard one side. Let's try to catch both sides. And then at that point, once I had made a decision, then, okay, I might go sideways. But the reason this is important is all those songs, you know, we are the world, I believe the children are the future. If this is the way they're going to get educated, they're not going to get educated.
Right.
And then what? And then what? It's not as easy to get a job as it was when you were a kid, and it definitely wasn't as easy for you to get a job as it was for me to get a job when I was a kid. So.
True.
It just compounds itself, and I don't know, man. I sort of feel like my generation sort of dropped the ball on this one. Not me, but part members of my generation. But hey, Lincoln is at Pipe Hitters Union. This is the stuff that just screams the attitude. This is the stuff you wear when you believe in the country, and you'll do whatever it takes to defend that country, your family, your God, your Constitution. That's what they sell, the attitude. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Home. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Lincoln Osiris, he and I have sort of a shared concern here. Looking at today's young people, they don't have any discipline, Lincoln.
You got that right. You've got that right.
And it looks like their parents don't either.
True.
That's the bad part.
You know, I've said this to you many times over the past couple of months, that the world's on fire, quote unquote. And so many people are happy to point the finger at other people and come up with a worthless feel-good solution to, like, you know, save the day or do the right thing or whatever. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's just, it's pointless. You know, it might make everybody feel good in thought, but it's, you know, it's worthless. But very few people are willing to stop and take a step back and look at the bigger picture. And I say this all the time. I think it's just kind of one of the things about me is that I always want to stop and look at the underlying cause of any issue.
Sure.
But then work together to find a real solution. But typically those solutions are much more complex and more difficult than that worthless feel good solution. And that's what people end up doing. But to find a true solution, it requires that all of us take some form of responsibility. And a lot of people want to avoid that. And, you know, Bill, you know I'm a dad. I have very little ones. Very little ones. And I've had jobs that many people would consider to be the most dangerous and challenging jobs on the planet. You know, I've been to war. I've been the boogeyman. I've done the dirty work. I've gotten my hands, you know, dirty. But being a good father, not just being a dad, but being a no-kidding good father is the most challenging thing I've ever had to do up to this point in my life. Like, no kidding, straight up, you know, man to man, in 100% all honesty, that is the most challenging thing I've ever had to do. You know, there isn't a day that I don't step back from my life and analyze what I'm doing in my marriage and for my children to be as sure as I possibly can be that I'm doing what's best for my family and most specifically for my kids.
Sure.
You know, I definitely, absolutely, positively want to do everything that I can for them. And in these times, like I was saying before we went to break, I look around at my peers and how they raise their children. And people say it all the time that, you know, oh, times have changed, times have changed. Well, let me tell you what. One of the worst things about becoming middle-aged is listening to all my middle-aged peers complain about the younger generation.
Oh.
You know, we were all once part of that younger generation.
Yeah.
And people said the same thing about us. You know, I'm sure they said it about, you know, my generation when kids were running around in parachute pants and MC Hammer pants and, you know, acting like a fool doing the backspin on the kitchen floor or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But people have been saying that about the younger generation since caveman times. But now, right now, there's a difference, and it blows my mind that people don't, like, really recognize the difference. And that difference is the speed at which everything is happening. Now, I can only imagine that you'll agree with me on this one, but I bet a lot of people haven't actually thought about this. There was relatively very little change between my grandfather's generation and my father's generation, or my father's generation and my generation. But let me tell you what, the change is coming at the speed of light now, and it's only getting faster. The amount of difference between the generation of my father and my son is light years. And the difference between even my generation and my son is extremely significant. The change is coming in a form of, you know, mass communication, the internet, social media, and even technology as a whole. Like, things are absolutely crazy. I recently saw a commercial. I believe it was from Microsoft, and it's got this rapper. I think he's a rapper. His name is, I believe, Common.
Common.
And he looks out to this crowd, and he says, "Today, right now, you have more technology at your fingertips than entire generations that came before you." Now, think about that. I mean, seriously, when you think about the handheld, your iPhone, your Droid, whatever the case may be, you've got more technology in that one piece of equipment than entire generations before you.
Well, the iPhone has more computing power than what they used to get people to the moon.
Bingo. And it blows my mind. So things are very, very different now. And just as much as this technology is helping us, because don't get me wrong, my one-year-old speaks in complete sentences. He's already potty trained. Like, he actually speaks in complete sentences in two languages. But as much as this technology is helping us, it is also running wild and causing I truly believe it is the cause of many of the problems that we currently have. Kids these days are growing up in a much, much more complicated time than ever before. The world that kids live in today is different, and they are different than ever before. Now, rather than helping our kids become tougher, I see many parents, my peers, neighbors, everyone around me, and really society as a whole, they're going in the extreme opposite direction. And I know you're going to agree with this, but I see so many parents that cater to their children's weaknesses. And they celebrate their children's failures. Are you kidding me? And you and I have already talked about participation trophies. Like, I'm not having it. And parents enable. They enable their children to be weak. And the worst thing about it, absolutely positively, the worst thing about it is that they're doing it in a time when their children have never, ever needed to be tougher. Let me give you an example, Bill. And I'm sure that this is going to put things in perspective for a lot of your listeners.
Sure.
My grandparents had to live through World War II and the Holocaust. And they endured and they came through. Now, by no means it is not my intention to demean what they went through. I just want to make a comparison for people to see. But my grandparents might have known some of the people in their town. They might have known some people one city over. But they definitely didn't know anybody, you know, many people in another country or on another continent. They definitely didn't pull up Skype and see how, you know, Aunt Betty was doing on her holiday in New Zealand.
Right.
You know, life was very, very simpler.
Let's hold it at life, a simple time. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's hold it at a simple time.
They were lucky to send a wire and get a response from somebody in a week.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we're coming up on the break though. We're coming up on the break. So let's hold it at the simple time. Talking about our children and the dangers, the precipitous state they find themselves in with Lincoln Osiris, who's a father. He's a fighter. He's the pipe hitter. He's the chief pipe hitter at Pipe Hitters Union. You should go check them out. Join him. Join me. It's not about where you've been. It's not about what's on your resume. It's about what you got inside your chest, between your ears. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. And coming up in the next hour, I have never tried to pronounce his. We're going to have Cole. What is Cole's last name?
Lelou.
Lelou, okay.
Lelou.
Is he from somewhere in Louisiana or something at some point? I've never asked him. I've spoke to him. He doesn't sound it to me, but you know, what do I know?
He doesn't sound it to me either, but you know what? I've never asked him either. I'm going to have to do that.
Let's ask him that. But he's going to be joining us. He's from Spikes Tactical. And you guys are doing something, a commemoration of Chris Kyle. And right. You guys, let's not talk about that now, but that's coming up in the next hour. We're going to be joined by somebody from Spikes Tactical, Cole Lelou. And, by the way, they have sent me a Pipe Hitters Union rifle that I think I'll get tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a good day for Bill. So
I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah. I am, too. But we're talking about the youth of America today. We're talking about the simpler time that we lived through. You know, what you were talking about, my grandfather existed in a time when you couldn't let your horse, you know, defecate in the middle of the street, and then he saw the car, and then he saw the First World War, and then he saw the Second World War, and then he saw Vietnam, he saw us land on the moon. All of that happened in his lifetime. He existed in a time when there were no cars, and he existed in a time when we could go to the moon. And he was a very simple man. My grandfather, and he passed away in his 90s. And it seems like my father and his father had a bigger appreciation for things around them. And it seems like today, the kind of stuff that kids have at their fingertips, while on one hand it should make them the most powerful generation, it's almost like it is crippling them.
Well, I couldn't agree more. But it's, there's two sides to that coin, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the way things are today. But our kids are challenged with so much more than I think any generation, you know, children have been previously. but we're also setting them up for failure as parents and as a society. And I don't mean all parents, because some parents, man, they're doing it right. And I look at them and I give them a thumbs up or a wink or a nod or whatever when I see things that really impress me. But in many cases, you know, kids aren't taught to respect their parents like they used to be, or respect their teachers, or respect police, or respect their country, or respect each other, or even respect themselves like, you know, like we were in the past. Now it's become a trend to take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance or the Star Spangled Banner. And let me tell you what, I still have a hard time not crying every time I hear the Star Spangled Banner. It means something different to me than kids today. And it pains me to even say kids today, you know, I'm not saying that our parents had it all figured out, but parents today, I think, have a completely different set of challenges than our parents did. But I think that they could meet those challenges and maybe be more successful in setting your kid up for success by following some of those same, you know, guidelines, doing it the same way that our parents did. You know, even parents nowadays are faced with a different set of challenges. You know, they're still, you know, inundated with social media and the 24-hour news cycle, and parents are so busy working, you know, one or two jobs, and they're relying on society and teachers to raise their kids, but teachers that the kids don't respect, and it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, I don't have it all figured out, but I'm humble enough and I'm wise enough to realize that I don't have it figured out. So, and like I said, every day I take a step back and I analyze things and try to make a, you know, a really good go at it. Now, in naval special warfare, we've got a saying, many people have heard it, but we say it pays to be a winner.
Right.
And I think the first thing that we need to do is, of course, you shouldn't be afraid to fail, but nobody should want to fail. They shouldn't be comfortable with failure. And we're coddling our kids and giving them participation trophies and teaching them it's okay to fail. No, 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 it is not okay to fail. Now, if you do fail, all right, you know, learn from it. Get up, dust yourself off, and move forward. But you better not see failure the same as succeeding. You know, when the world knocks you down, you get back up. But, you know, not if you're pretending that failure is the normal place to be, because it is not the normal place to be. And if you're taught that failure is the same as success, well, then winning doesn't exist. How are you ever going to win or succeed as a teenager, as a young adult, as a mature adult, if you're taught as a child and as a teen that failure is the same as success? It just makes zero sense to me. And of course, you can't be taught to avoid those challenges, because that's not going to do anything for you. And you can't be taught that the appropriate response to getting knocked down is to whine and cry. Your parents have got to, you know, I hate to sound like I'm preaching or I'm standing on a soapbox, but if we're not hardening our kids up and teaching them to be winners and go-getters and teaching them to be resilient, parenting them into being resilient in probably the most challenging time that we've ever experienced in history, we are doing our children a disservice. Now, the one thing I've learned in my 43 years is to don't ever think that I've all got it all figured out, because in 10 years from now, I may look back at myself and say, hey, you know, I've learned a few things since then, but I cannot imagine for the life of me that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I'm going to look back and go, yeah, I should have taught my kid it was okay to be a failure. I should have taught him it was okay to be comfortable in failure. I cannot imagine that I will not say good on you for teaching your kid to be a winner. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I think you'll continue. Your worldview will continue to evolve like mine has, and it will. There will be some things that you will you know, moderate your thought process on. There'll be some that you'll reinforce. And, you know, those will be up to you. I fail to think that you're going to do a lot of moderation, though. just from the talking that we've done, I don't think you're going to moderate too much. I think you will become more so because we still live in a very dangerous world. And I mean, you know, my sons are capable of defending themselves. And if nothing else happens in their lifetime, the fact that that got instilled by them, one of them has children now and he's a very good parent. That capability, and plus they not only have the capability to defend themselves, I think they have the capacity to be quite cruel while they defend themselves, which is something you can't teach. And no. Somehow or other, I got it into them. And for that part, I'm very grateful for that because, you know, it's not one of those things you put on a resume, but it's one of those things when you need it, it's really, really, you really, really need it. Now, you set up, if you would, for the next thing, what we're about to do in the next segment, please, sir.
Well, I'm excited about this. So every year we are engaged and play a part in the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit. And you already know this, everybody knows this, but I'll go ahead and say it. You know, Pipefitters Union, we have a line of rifles. Our rifles are exclusively manufactured and sold by Spikes Tactical. So because they're such good friends of ours, you know, each year we get together with them and we build a one-off, one-of-a-kind, super awesome and special AR, and we raffle it off for the benefit.
Let me hold you right there, and we'll open it up with you continuing the description. We'll be right back with our guest from Spikes Tactical, Cole. This is Like and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris, and we're now joined by Cole Lou from Pipe Hitter from Spikes Tactical, who I think we'll talk about the care package maybe in a little bit. But God, please. Cole, tell us about this gun that you guys are building to raffle off. And first of all, Lincoln, before he tells us that, how about you finish the description of why you do what you do with this particular thing?
So each year we get together with Spikes and we put together this one-off, one-of-a-kind, awesome rifle to raffle off, and we donate 100% of the money to the benefit. Last year we raised $10,000 for this rifle. Now this rifle was, pretty awesome that we put out last year, but we've kind of stepped it up this year and done something even more special. So we partnered with Spikes, of course, and Black Spider Optics. So this rifle that we've built now, has got an optic on it, but also beyond that, it's got a custom Duracoated paint job that's done in kind of a patented design called Riptile Camouflage, done by Mon Tactical. And then it's even got a Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit deep engraving on one of the sides of the magwell, done by Border Pine Industries. You can check both of those companies out. They do amazing paint and amazing engraving. But this rifle that we put together, it is hot. It is hot, hot, hot. And I'm a user. I'm a door kicker. I'm a little bit of, a knuckle dragger, meathead, whatever you, there's a million terms for me. So when it comes to the science of it, kind of the specifics, there is no one better to talk about these guns than Cole Lou. He is the general manager of Spikes Tactical. This is our subject matter expert of all things awesome. He is the man. So Cole, can you help us out and tell us about this rifle?
Yeah, so basically we started off with the PHU rifle that we've been doing that's been really successful. The rifle is built as a collaboration. Lawrence kind of handpicked the specs that he wanted to make sure it was a reliable, durable rifle, something that he would feel comfortable kicking indoors with. And so the basic rifle is awesome. And then what we did this year is he launched his new logo, new to the AR platform, that is, which is the Spade logo. And this is the first rifle that we've built with it. And then, like you said, we did the spe- special laser engraving and the special paint job, which, you know, signifies that it's the memorial rifle. So one person's going to get this gun, and that, there won't be another one like it.
Well, will we at least get pictures of this gun? Will you guys publish pictures of this thing?
So pictures already exist. Anybody listening, all they need to do is go to the Pipe Hitters Union website. Go to the homepage. Now, Google hates us, and we hate them right back. So in order to advertise online, we cannot have photos of guns on our homepage. We cannot sell guns on our homepage. It is we're persecuted for that. But so if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the homepage, in the footer, you will see a link for the Chris Kyle benefit raffle. That is the link that will take you to the page and let you buy raffle tickets. There are photos of the gun on that page. Now, you can buy one raffle ticket for $25. You can buy five for $100. And like I said, we don't keep a penny of the money. 100% of that money goes to the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit. And they're doing awesome stuff with it. We've got just a few weeks left because the benefit is on May 4th and 5th in Fort Worth, Texas. I couldn't be more excited to be a part of it. I'm really humbled. It's such a special thing. It is such a special thing. And the guns that we put together with Spikes, they're quite a value. Now, Spikes is an amazing company. I know that you have them on the show quite often. But when it came time for us to do rifles, and we looked at company and company and company and company, there wasn't a better fit for us than to do rifles with Spikes. You know, it's a small family-owned company that made good. They've kind of gotten to be, you know, fairly significant in the AR industry. They've got a lifetime guarantee on all of their products. So if something goes wrong, you know that they're going to stand behind it. They make quality guns. Now, you can get a basic rifle. You can have you can get a really good go-to-war rifle, which is the stuff that we have them make for us. And then they've got, you know, you can get a race gun. So really the sky's the limit with Spikes. But I couldn't be more proud to be partnered up with them to do rifles in the first place, but even more proud to do a rifle for the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit.
Now, I'm looking at a picture of this thing. Is on the magwell, is that a badge that's added to the side of the magwell, or did you guys cut that out and whittle that down to that?
So that's Border Pine Industries. Yeah, Border Pine Industries laser engraved that, but their laser isn't just an etching laser. It removes metal. So that is deep engraved, and it will be there forever.
That's a handsome gun. Is that a 1-6 on top of it?
It's a 1-4.
1-4. Which I think Everybody's moving to, and okay, I see the flat trick.
And that optic is a Black Spider optic, and you can go to Black Spider, Google that, go to the website. What is the website for Black Spider Optics, Cole?
This is blackspideroptics.com.
Bingo. There you go. You can check that out, but it is it's a good quality optic.
And one of the things about this rifle is, you know, when we were picking the components, like you said, it's got the flat trigger in it. It's got an upgraded trigger. It's got a cold hammer forged barrel. So you're going to get that barrel is rated for 20,000 rounds at semi-auto. At full auto, full semi, I should say. Full auto. So in semi-auto, there's really we don't really have a number for how long it'll last because the full auto is so much hotter and it does so much more to the barrel. Semi-auto is going to be exponentially larger than that. So you're going to get a really long barrel life out of it. It's one of the flattest guns you'll ever shoot. Typically when we show up to events with a full auto version of that gun, people kind of get like a little giggly when they shoot it because they are expecting the gun to rise. And so some of them are bracing themselves and instead they like start going downward with it because they're not ready for how flat that gun shoots.
We've upset quite a few range safety officers by shooting it one-handed full auto.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Oh, so, but it's semi-auto now.
Well, semi-automatic. Yeah, this is semi-automatic. All the guns we ship to any civilians are going to be semi-automatic. We do full auto.
You couldn't sell it to them anyway at fully automatic nowadays.
No,
use them.
I
apologize for being stupid, so please forgive me for that.
No. We get customers because we have the third marking there. The full auto position is marked. We get customers who think that they've received a full auto gun and they're worried about it, and we have to explain to them that that marking is there for the customers who might have purchased a full auto drop-in sear, or in case we're going to do guns for law enforcement departments or whoever else that's allowed to get them. But, yeah, civilians cannot get one of our guns full auto.
Well, I will say this. Tomorrow night we'll talk some more about this gun because Kit's going to join me tomorrow night. Well, he's supposed to check with you, Cole. Is he going to be joining me tomorrow night?
He should be joining you tomorrow night, yeah.
All right. So we'll talk some more about this. And, I mean, you know, at the website, if you click on that, it will, you know, tickets are $25. You can get five or one is what you can click on to get.
Right. One ticket for 25 or get five for 100. Last year, and you do not need to be present to win. Let me go ahead and say that. Last year, we stood up on the stage and, you know, we pulled a ticket out of a bucket and we called and called and called and nobody came. And then we called the phone number on that ticket and the guy in Colorado picked up the phone and couldn't have been more excited to win that rifle. So no, you don't need to be present. Just buy the tickets and you're going in the drawing.
And the real thing for people to remember with this thing is when you're buying a ticket, you're getting a chance at a really, really nice rifle. But if you don't win, you're still a winner because you're given to a great contribution, you know, great cause either way.
Yes. This is coming up May the 4th and 5th, Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit in Fort Worth, Texas. So it will be done before the NRA meetup. So when you guys are at NRA, you'll already know who's won it, right?
Well, so NRA starts, I think, on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So
it does.
Happening. We're going to do the drawing the evening of the 5th. So that's the second day of NRA, I believe.
So we'll find out anyway. In any event, we have run out of time, guys. Lincoln, you and I will do this again. Cole, I will be talking with Kit about this tomorrow. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It's always good to chat.
Likewise. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.